We have reached some success and some progress. The lives of persons with disabilities have changed in different countries of the world, but we still have a long way to go.
A video from the Committee on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities laid out the progress made so far through a series of reflections from members living with disabilities themselves. Although 169 parties have ratified the convention, dozens of countries have yet to do so. The singer and UN Messenger of Peace, Stevie Wonder, has been blind since birth, and he made a passionate plea for all nations to ratify and turn against discrimination.
Some political leaders are taking us backwards to a time and place where we are once again being handicapped by the negative and divisive labels that divide us, like race baiting. Leaders must lead and citizens must act to eradicate hatred and bigotry of any kind.
The President of the General Assembly, Peter Thompson, outlined how the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, which were adopted by 193 countries late last year, could help advance the equal rights agenda.
In a world where more than 80% of people with disabilities live in poverty, most of whom are in developing countries, many people face significant barriers to social, economic and political participation, attaining quality education and learning, access to transport systems and public spaces, to productive employment and decent work. In each of these areas, the 2030 Agenda provides specific targets. And the implementation of the 2030 Agenda overall will also serve to empower people with disabilities by promoting their rights.
UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon also emphasised the central role of rights for persons with disabilities in realising the 2030 agenda. He pointed to UN summits this year where inclusion of persons with disabilities had been central to commitments made. Ahead of the International Day of Persons with Disabilities marked on Saturday, he said it was time to act.
I call on national and local governments, businesses and all actors in society to intensify efforts to end discrimination and remove the environmental and attitudinal obstacles that prevent persons with disabilities from enjoying their civil, political, economic, social and cultural rights. Let us work together for the full and equal participation of persons with disabilities in an inclusive and sustainable world that embraces humanity in all its diversity.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.